You're tuned into the Black White Show podcast with T. Alexander 614, GQ Smooth, and Boring ZT.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? This is your main man Thaddeus coming through the Black White Show podcast.
Woo!
And we are lit. It's like, man, we are ready.
I saw Ric Flair recently.
Oh, okay. So well, I'm T. Alexander 614. I'm T. Alexander 614 on IG. You can find me. Thanks for everybody that's tuning in. Appreciate y'all. Keep it going.
And I'm Boring ZT, which is on no social media, no platforms, doesn't exist. No fingerprints, no evidence, you bitch.
You already know what's going on. It's the hand, not the tail. It's GQ Smooth. That's GQ underscore SM0OTH. Go ahead and follow me on IG. Let's get it.
Let's get it. All right, y'all. Hey, appreciate y'all again. A lot of things been going on. A lot of things been happening since our last air podcast. So, again, we appreciate y'all. There's been so much
going on. How long do you guys think it's been since we last
3 months?
July.
Is it?
I believe July.
Sounds about right.
Okay. But yeah, August, we're about to hit the fall time. Okay. I was really anticipating the fall. I'm really just...
It's my favorite season.
It is.
It's the best weather.
And somebody...
For clothing. You can dress better.
However
yes.
the fuck you
More
want.
Fashionable.
Yeah. But somebody hit me today in my car, and they were like, man, it just kind of feels like everything's just meshed. It just feels like we just left 2019, and it doesn't feel like, because we were talking about the fall season, and she was just like, everything's just kind of just, 2020 seems like it's 2021, like there was no separation.
Yeah, yeah,
I agree
100%.
There's no all summertime, it's just like, yeah, it just seems meshed right
Everything
now.
Bled into
it. Just bled, it seems like we're still in 2020.
Yeah.
And we're just, it's just very extended. Mm-hmm. And that's all. I don't want to beat the moment down or nothing, but it's just where we are. One day we'll get out of this. Trump is commentating tonight, if you guys are listening. Trump will be commentating the Evander Holyfield fight. Those old guys are going to fight.
Those old guys.
Old guys.
Kind of fucked up.
Well, they're old. They're going to fight. I didn't say they killed them.
At what ages do you consider old?
Oh, that's a very good point.
That's a very good question.
Because I've met a lot of people who be like, 30, you old.
We talked about that too.
Talk about you personally. Because this is
something
I'm struggling.
I think age is a number with certain aspects.
This is something I'm dealing with personally right now.
Wow. I say 50.
You're a really bad person.
They don't know
today.
What you're saying, Zach.
I know.
The whispers in the background.
Right. They don't even know what you're talking about.
So I just
I think age is a number.
It is.
In
it
certain
is.
Aspects.
No, I see mentality. When it comes to sports, that is a young man's
well,
name.
Yeah.
That's Tom Brady, who's kicking ass.
How
44.
Got a point.
He's an exception, though. I don't like exceptions.
I didn't know he was that old. He don't look that old.
Ask Hulk Hogan, brother.
He's 44. LeBron's 37 in his 20th career, 20th season.
No, but
how bad do you want it? Have you ever gave it y'all?
Have you ever gave it y'all? They got to
have y'all ever gave it y'all's all?
They don't even know what you're talking
about. I know. I know. I'm trying to introduce them to it, man. All right. You stepping on my toes.
Sorry.
So, there's a story behind that, y'all. And we may or may not get to it today. But the point of the matter is, you should stop at multiple points in your day whenever you face a decision.
The chip was so loud.
And ask yourself, have you ever given it your all? Whatever the fuck you're about to do, if you about to turn left down the street.
What? What do I need to give it my all?
You better turn God bless. No. With your all.
No, if you hit the chick from the back.
Oh, yeah, you better give that shit your all.
Nah, sometimes you don't give it your all.
Under what circumstances? Hold up. When aren't you trying to give it your all?
Guys, period. Like, there's times you just trying to get one off. That's very selfish of you. There's time women try to just try to get one off. I'm saying it works both ways. It's not just a guy.
You're a selfish lover.
But, I mean, there's just times. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, he agreed.
There's times.
We can find out if you are.
Well, yeah, you could.
You can ask the question.
You probably say not all the time. You can do better. I need motivation.
We can all do better.
Motivation. Right.
Go.
Where are we at?
I don't even know anymore.
You don't know?
I don't know.
Ooh, y'all.
Oh, okay. Let's do. No. Let's. Drake. Drake. Well, Kendrick. Yes, for me. But Drake. Kanye. Anything on that? Wow.
I will say I only made it halfway through Kanye's album. Made it to like song 14, and then I was just like, everything sounds like a ritual. I just couldn't get into it. But I like to listen to albums twice to give it a fair chance to see if it's something I missed. You know what I mean? So
I
can't give it a fair judgment right now.
That's well. Fair.
I liked what
I'll give it a very unfair judgment.
Did you listen to it before you jumped in here?
That's what I was about to say, bro.
Before you...
I listened to one of his... things he did at the... Atlanta shit. I listened to one of them. And I was texting y'all that night.
It's like 1 out of 23.
But I was just like...
That may not make a cut.
This is how I feel about his music nowadays. It, to me, it's not rap. Like, it's not what I listen to and that I would qualify as rap music.
It's definitely rap.
To me.
Why are you
this
saying
is not my rap.
So what,
rap
hold on.
This is not my rap.
What genre is this?
I don't know. I don't know.
Smooth rap.
What I'm telling you. Okay, all right. So, I use a different... type of music as an example.
No child.
You have country music, right? Uh-huh. They got a band. They got a drummer, a guitarist,
bluegrass.
So on and so forth. Yes, bluegrass, perhaps. At what point does country or bluegrass become rock?
It depends on the instrument type. Like, so when you add that heavy metal guitar... Deep. Like, it's crossing over.
But there's something, right? There's a threshold that you would be able to listen to it.
Because a lot of people say Taylor Swift is not country, but she considers herself.
You could audibly detect that this is not... Mm. I'm not listening to country music anymore. I'm listening to rock.
Mm.
And I feel like it's the same with the type of music that Kanye does. Like, it's not...
But
it's
he's still
not
rapping.
It's not.
He's still lyrically rapping.
The same way that a country singer is singing.
And he has like little
and a rock singer is singing.
But this is the difference. Though, that's... I get what you're saying. But he's still spitting over top of whatever beat it is. He can have an R&B beat. He can have a gospel beat. But he's still rapping.
Yeah.
Over
the singer is doing the same thing over whatever type of instrumental that they're doing it over.
See, rap is different because you don't just be like... Like, you know what I mean? You just don't be spitting like that.
Well, you do, but you don't. It's the same, but it's different. And
I think you listen too much to the instrumentals.
While I don't want to go down that so far and dive down that deep hole, but my whole point in saying is that I can't make a fair assessment of it because, to me, it doesn't classify as what I would say
rap. That indie music.
And you only gave one song.
I listened to quite a few.
Oh, I thought you said
you
only heard one song.
No.
I heard one.
Well, jail is hard.
I've listened to some Jay-Z.
Jay-Z been spitting lately. Yeah. I'm going to say that. He put that, what was that?
I just don't like his music. It just doesn't do it.
What was that last?
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Oh, Jay or Kanye.
Oh, Jay spit on that Drake. Jay spit on that Drake. He had bars.
I don't listen to
Drake. I love it.
I didn't like Jay-Z's 444. Was that what it was? I didn't like it.
I didn't listen to Jay-Z.
Blueprint
2 is the last Jay-Z album.
I think he's still Sorry Not Sorry. Sorry Not Sorry. I think he's spitting better than these dudes. Moneybagg Yo doesn't hold anything. He's making good trendy songs right now, but he doesn't hold up to what Jay-Z's saying right now.
Well, you know what's the funny thing about Jay-Z is...
I'm sure he doesn't, but I don't listen to either of them.
He's been better than Freddie Gibbs.
He's been better than Freddie Gibbs right now.
I know you didn't.
Jay-Z.
I knew you was... Ooh, Zach.
Jay-Z is...
He coming for you. That was a personal attack on Zach.
Yes, it was.
And I took that personally.
Those three songs I just named. Sorry Not Sorry. Jay-Z on Kanye and Jay-Z on Drake. Whatever Freddie Gibbs songs out this year, give me your three verses.
Oh,
Jay-Z's damn. Three. We can do this before you leave. He's washing him. I don't care what you're saying.
2021.
Don't you dare make an excuse for him.
You could have never told me back in the history of me that I would ever say this
in the history
about another rapper.
21.
Freddie Gibbs is better than Jay-Z. Than 21 Jay-Z.
Mm.
21 Gibbs is better than 21.
You haven't, but it's not fair because you haven't listened to Jay-Z to even say that.
I've heard enough. No. I've heard enough.
That was the ultimate shutdown. No. I've heard enough.
I have other topics.
Listen, the hard thing about Jay-Z, he's so rich that he's so far. He was once relatable, and now he's so far rich.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all saying that. Haven't heard what I just heard, though. What he's saying is nice.
What did he say that was relatable to you?
One, he was saying, that's relatable to me. Mm-hmm. I don't have to relate to everything. I like Future. I'm not doing Molly Percocets.
That's true.
Like, damn. It don't have to all relate to me. I love movies. I'm not
Fast and Furious. But I thought that was what we were just talking Diesel about. Family. Wasn't relatable anymore. That's what you just said, right?
Yeah.
What?
She just said, he's not relatable anymore.
Some of his stuff is now. You just got to listen. Oh, my God. We'll take a break eventually,
y'all.
We'll take a break.
More back at six.
More back. I had other things to talk about. Yeah.
Sorry, that was...
No, it's fine. I think that was a good take. I was just saying, like, I had other things.
Music is one of the most spiritual.
But I knew Kanye and Drake were going to do that. I'm waiting on Kendrick to drop.
I can't wait, man.
He's been hinting a lot recently. And then Drake, I feel like his album, I'll just give my take. Drake was decent.
Yeah, decent.
Because that Certified Lover Boy is supposed to hit crazy.
I never expected it to.
Really?
The fact that he...
I thought he was going to hit us with some R&B classic
type
shit.
I thought it was going to be typical Drake.
Well, the fact that he had the nerve...
His features snapped, though.
The fact that he had the nerve to put that album cover out...
with the emojis.
Tells me emojis. You better have a good fucking album.
The album cover was hilarious.
Decent.
Not listen to it.
It didn't.
However, if you're telling me it's decent...
It didn't
you
hurt
heard
him.
That garbage ass.
It didn't hurt him.
Album cover.
Listen, it didn't hurt him, but if he does another one like that, it will.
I wouldn't say that.
This one didn't hurt him, but if he has another one like
one
this,
will.
I wouldn't say that.
I think it will. I think
why would it hurt him?
Because one, he challenged himself with Kanye. They both were in this competition. A lot of women are saying Drake won. A lot of more. People that aren't into like Drake's like kind of fuckboy music
a little bit. They just be both Drake good albums.
They could be.
Drake
they
is fuckboy music.
It is.
I thought they were both
I'm
just
not
okay
disagreeing.
Albums.
I'm just saying that's
what
they
is.
Were just both albums.
He's very
like,
good.
Okay,
at that.
They were both okay.
Music.
They were.
Yeah, I get that.
They were nothing that I haven't listened to either one twice yet. I haven't went back and listened to another one.
Only because I was working on.
Can I bring
just kept
a musical
that Kanye
opinion
going.
Into this?
Yes. Please.
So, to talk about it.
But my point is, I was just ready for Kendrick.
I'm very ready for Kendrick. However, another artist from TDE, Top Dog Entertainment, Isaiah Rashad, one of my favorites, just released an album, The House is Burning. Very good album. It's a good cruising. Part of my trip up to Chicago was riding to that, and it was a nice smooth ride.
I like those.
Isaiah Rashad, he's a really good artist. What I like about him, if you're not hip to him, he's from Tennessee. I want to say Nashville, but I feel like it's not Nashville. So anyway, he's from somewhere in Tennessee. But he's got like a lot of different influences in his music, and he
he's not from West Coast.
No.
I thought every TDE art.
He was the one. He was like the first dude that they got that wasn't West Coast. But he brings a lot from like Cash Money, No Limit, 3-6 Mafia, and he kind of that gets incorporated into his music, and I find that very cool in a modern day artist.
Our podcast to be about Freddie Gibbs and Isaiah Rashad.
What's that?
So I did not expect our podcast to be about Freddie Gibbs.
He's a hater right now. I'm just saying. I'm having a very intelligent musical discussion right now with our listeners, the Gray Minds. And
Isaiah Rashad.
Anyway, he has a really good background, I would say, in music, and I think he incorporates it into his modern day music, and it's really good. So Isaiah Rashad, The House is Burning. That's a really good favorite of mine right now.
Hey, I had something before that. Just clank.
Hey, we just had a ghost. Clank. Ghostbusters accident just happened in the house.
All right, so I'll just switch. We're going to switch.
He didn't like the music talk.
No, I did. I had something to say on that, but that took my thought away. Maybe it'll come back. Shout out to what's his name that passed away this week? Michael Williams.
Oh, Michael Kenneth Williams.
Why I thought of that is because 50 Cent played that dude, man. 50 got his chill, man.
What did he do?
50, on this show, Raising Canaan, which I really enjoy. This past episode, the people were given like more laced drugs and they all died. Like it's the people in the trap house or whatever. So a lot of people died off that drug.
Yeah.
So that was kind of the main point of the episode. Raising Canaan, that's him as a younger teenager. And 50. He's trying to learn, that character. So he's trying to learn the game and all that stuff. But the whole point was when Michael
Kenneth Williams
passed away, 50 Cent like commented negative on that, like, see, that's why y'all don't need to do that, just like in Raising Canaan, niggas die. I was just like, why are you post like everybody gets the troll, everybody gets that, but why let that go?
He's a media whore.
Like, let that go.
He can't resist an opportunity to make it about him.
Just let it go.
Yeah,
but
no, that dude.
Shout out to him. Man, he's an incredible actor.
Fucking great actor. The Wire. Wow. What else was he in?
Man, y'all got to see The Night of, man.
He was in that? Yes.
Night of was crazy.
What else was he in?
The actor that passed away. Michael Kenneth Williams. Yes, you do. Once you see him.
I know who he is, but I don't remember him in that.
He turned the dude bad in Night of and when they were in jail.
Chalky White off of Boardwalk Empire was another character he played. He was just a great fucking actor. He was in just recently Lovecraft Country.
That's what it was.
And he was the father. And what's crazy is he was playing a gay character, and that's something he talked about in a lot of his interviews, is he was molested.
Yeah.
As a child and everything, and he talked about, you know, all the experiences and how that fucked his life up and how he turned to drugs and everything, and then when you look at eventually how he passed away, it becomes even more unfortunate because, you know, it looks like he OD'd from what we can tell or whatever. But, yeah, shout out to him, man.
Yes. Good dude. I think he was an incredible actor. So
great actor.
Shout out to him. But I was just, what brought me up was that 50. I was like, man, 50, you got to chill. He's petty as hell. Like, dude, die. Why are you commenting that stuff? But, yeah, that's all. So I just wanted to remember him. My next point is, our movies are becoming our realities. Like, all this climate change. Remember all them climate movies? Day After Tomorrow. All that 2012.
All that 2012.
Oh, man.
All that
2012.
All that. All this stuff, like, it's like now apocalyptic movies, zombies and shit and illnesses. And it's just like, it used to be so far-fetched to me. It used to be so fantasy. It used to be so unfathomable that this would happen in our society. And I know things could happen, but I'm just saying, I've seen these movies as kids growing up. It just seemed out of reach. Didn't seem in my lifetime. And now I'm seeing that things are becoming... my lifetime. And I don't like that shit.
That's one of the main things that...
Let them movies stay movies.
...is an incentive. It's a prophylactic for me.
What do you mean?
Keeps me from wanting to have kids. Mm. Sort of prophylactic. Well, prophylactic.
Oh, yeah, you had to break that down for me.
Prevents you from having children.
You had to break that down.
Condom is a prophylactic.
Damn.
So, but that's the type of stuff, like, when I look at how fucked up everything is, like, I would love the shit out of any children I had. Mm. I don't know if this is the place I would want to bring them into.
Good point.
I feel that.
I agree.
If this is the world, is what I should say.
I agree with that, but I mean, you still gotta have children, or we are all doomed.
You don't have.
This is gonna take care of you. Not that's everybody what somebody has asked to. Me. I was like, damn, that's why you got kids. They're like, yeah, who's gonna take care of you when you get old?
Yeah, man.
I'm like, that's the reason why you
I'm gonna
take care of you.
Yeah, that's what somebody asked me.
I'm either gonna be at a home or a hospital.
But they're like that. Younger people have to be the nurses and be doctors. Yeah, sure, when you but they are gotta 80.
Be my kids.
Yeah, but
they could be somebody else's to, kids. Oh my God.
But if people more people think like us, then
that's how the world is trending, my friend.
You think so?
I know so.
Less people are having like, children.
Yes. Worldwide. This is not endemic to the United States of America.
So last question on this. Now I'm going to sound, I think, left. That's conservative, right? Anyways. So right. I think I'm going to sound more like that with this statement.
Right?
Okay. Right. I don't know either one. But that time may have always been just like this. Like, there's always been craziness. There's always been wars. There's always been
absolutely.
Crazy weather.
Well, it's always been,
when is it ever gone things. Right for everyone?
The thing about it, weather phenomena, there's other things too, because you can look at things just beyond weather. Fish are a good indicator.
Okay, here we go.
Open your minds. You about to get woke. You about to get woke to these
fish. I got
fish.
Something for your ass.
So,
remember I said worldwide. It. Remember jellyfish.
Oh, that's another great thing. I could bring up jellyfish as well. So, us as humans, we are fucking with the populations of the flora and the fauna.
Is that the one in the Gulf?
The flora... are the plants. The fauna are the living animals. We are fucking with those so significantly as human beings that we are causing massive... You remember in elementary school...
First of all, don't say we because I ain't never met a fauna.
All of them.
I never met.
Have you seen an animal or you seen a plant?
I only know a Flora. One Flora.
All right. I only know one Flora. She was bad, too. So anyway.
Y'all stupid, man.
No. But to bring it back, for real. Like, we're fucking with the levels and the populations and... Wow.
But how? Who are you saying we?
Human
just
beings.
Say the corporations.
No,
we
just
aren't.
Human beings in general.
I don't want to mess with them.
Whether you intend to, whether you intend to or not, whether you intend to or not, we all are. All of these things that we consume, plastics, paper.
I use paper straws.
I try to.
I don't look at this one.
Don't look at this.
I just pointed at the one in this cup, folks.
I don't use straws at all.
I hate paper.
We get a cup from Taco Bell. I just take the lid off.
He once told me we don't eat carbs in this house as he ate a slice of pizza.
It was cauliflower crust.
It wasn't.
Does anybody like paper straws?
I feel good
when I eat.
Like, you understand, like, why we do certain
the
fucked
vegan
up things.
The vegan restaurant.
Like, you understand why there's plastic straws.
They say the plastic straws are the worst.
That's what I'm saying, but you understand because the inconvenience of health.
Let's bring it back to the climate change.
Oh, okay.
So, we're fucking with all the levels so much, and what I had mentioned initially was fish. Like, the levels, the populations that are sustainable of fish that we consume are so fucked up right now. Like, they have all, like, if you go to Whole Foods, is a really good place to go to.
That's why they have fish farms.
Yes, but that's not good for you either.
Right.
But so just
gotta eat.
Anyway, they have the sustainability chart there when you go to Whole Foods, and it's like green, yellow, red, or whatever the hell, like stoplights. But anyway, I say all that to say, like, we're fucking up. Like, we're killing, we're making animals extinct, we're making plants extinct, and we're doing all these things. And what I started to say earlier was, like, what do you learn early in school about, like, plants and animals? You learn about the food chain, right? Everybody saw the food chain. They had a big chart. Like, when you remove one link from that food chain, it fucks everything else up down the line, right? And we're actively doing that stuff. Mm. Those animals, those plants, whatever. Like, something eats them down the line, and that's how the world operates, and that's how everything exists.
Like, I'm always going to say that I think it's stupid that we cut down trees, and trees give us oxygen. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
We need paper, damn it!
Like,
gotta wipe your ass,
like,
my man.
Like, our breathing source, we want to cut down. Like, that doesn't, in my head, like, that shouldn't make any sense to anyone to be like, that's how we breathe, that's how we live, and you want to cut that one down. You didn't figure out any other way to make paper. You didn't figure out any other material.
We have papyrus.
Why aren't we chopping shit down? Does that affect our breathing? Papyruses?
Papyrus, it's reeds. It grows out the water.
Why aren't we doing that more?
This is what the Egyptians did. I don't know.
This probably, what all I'm saying is, like,
I don't know.
It probably wasn't efficient.
I just agree with what you're saying. Like,
did you get a slice of key lime pie?
No, not yet. Well, shout out to Martha Stewart's pie.
Martha Stewart did not make this key lime.
Martha Stewart got some new carrot cake.
Well, let's see what this.
Y'all are hilarious.
It's good as hell though.
Good key lime pie.
So that was one of my statements, was that about that reality stuff. Our movies are becoming more reality. It seems a little. It's giving me anxiety. Speaking of our movies are becoming reality, Candyman just came out. Would you guys say Candyman 5 times in the mirror?
I'd do it right
now. Yeah, let's go. Do it right now. Today.
Right now.
And we're bringing a mirror.
No.
Renita birth no
Candyman. Stop.
Candyman.
Not in this house.
Candyman.
Do that outside.
Although that was only four.
We don't do that in here. We don't do
that in here. It's a movie, my D.
Movies beach.
My words.
I can't even movies. Get it out.
Bleep, bleep, bleep. That's all, fuck.
Movies be real to me. I said movies are becoming reality. That's why. That's what made me think of that.
It's still real to me, damn it.
It's still real to me.
Renita ain't raised no bitch.
Renita?
Yeah.
Is that your last name?
Yeah. Everybody's like, wait, who?
Because it's
Renita
a black name.
Sound like she's about her shit.
Dude, don't it sounds very thorough. Renita.
Oh, fucking
her five foot ass
would, another Renita.
Her 5 foot ass would bust out a cigarette and cuss a motherfucker out in my day, in my defense.
Okay.
Shout out to Nene.
All right, let's lighten the mood. Best sex to have song to.
Knocking up.
Best sex song to have to.
Best sex song to have to.
That's who what?
Song to have sex to.
Oh, do y'all want to talk about R. Kelly real quick?
Not really.
His trial.
I think we gave him a lot of time.
If we're going to talk about this next, I don't want to kill the mood here.
Okay.
Sex with R. Kelly. That's what I thought about.
That's what made me think about it, because he is the king of R&B. Or formerly was.
Fun fact.
Fun fact.
Even though it's not really a fun fact that you would know. Or anybody would know. So back when we was in college, I had this dude, and he was my friend, right? Okay. And every time he would have sex with a chick, you would hear in the room, fuck a fuck a flame. Like as he was hitting it, he would just be like, fuck a fuck a fuck a fuck a flame.
He said it out of his mouth.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
And I was like, why?
I'm
I swear to you, he would be hitting that shit like fuck a fight.
That's what I'm saying. I believe you.
That shit is so random.
Hold up.
I don't understand what.
I just gotta say this. I've never been fucked, but if somebody was fucking me and said that, they would not be fucking me any longer.
That's what I'm saying.
Hole still wet. That was his shit. I wonder if he back. Still says it.
What? Must have been good.
You got behave like Luther.
When does that become a dated reference though? Like seriously, like
it's kinda lit.
Somebody's listening, like, yep.
I got Waka Flocka Flame from the back one time. Yeah.
I know that.
I thought that shit was weird too, but Holmes was going for it.
Shout out to you, Waka Flocka Flame, wherever you're at.
I'm like, you really like Hip Squad.
1017.
Not the music that I would have chosen. I didn't hit the rough.
Hey, shit don't even gotta be playing, and all you hear is Waka Flocka. I'm like, you're not even.
Oh, okay. So this brings up a good question.
That's interesting.
For everybody.
That's it.
In their own way.
Sounds like what?
If you really on your stride when you fucking, you on top, you on bottom, you wherever.
On your stride.
But you gotta spit out one rap line.
One rap line.
What is that line gonna be?
Oh, it's gotta be something Nas. Hold on.
Hold up.
Something from Uchiwa.
I don't wanna go first. I wanna hear everybody else.
What? Oh, you can't just put this little spot like that. There's so many lyrics.
Hey, I put the question out. It was a good question.
Money, 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 my bitch is my money.
More money, more problems. It's
like that. Oh man, that's a tough
one. One line to rule them all.
But I'm one. I can't think of that right now.
Hold on. I got a line. It's a Nas line, but I can't remember the song.
I don't know no lines that well.
I would say. I will say this. My mind have not decided on anything at all. But I feel like it would be some DMX shit.
Why are you so
with
hard?
The work?
No, it doesn't.
No.
It doesn't have to be hard. Like, I mean, it could be
DMX
hard.
DMX as, yeah, well, I don't know DMX.
But it could be some.
He'd probably smack you.
No,
right.
But it would be some, like, shit, like, yeah, man, I did that.
Yeah, what? To your girl? Top? As you, what do you call it? GQ, what do you call it? As you doing your what? Stride?
Yeah, your stride.
You gonna say, yeah, man?
That's not what I'm saying that I was saying.
That is what you said.
No. I didn't say I was saying, yeah, man.
What did he say? Rewind.
I said, yeah, man.
You got it.
I'm thinking initially that it would be something from DMX. Is what I said.
Man, let that dog
I'm
out.
I'm thinking initially.
I was spitting DMX the other day, wasn't I?
Wait, when you were what?
Right when you come, when I'm biting your tongue. Right when you come, I'm biting your tongue.
That's not.
Yep. Make your legs cramp up. You can't stand up. You can hit a blunt if you want. I'm gonna put my pants up. That's me.
What's that from?
Big girl now.
Oh, what's going with your homos now?
No more daddies. Little girl. Man, he don't know music. Why do we do this with him? He don't know music.
He's like, who's this you guys are singing?
You don't know music.
It's fucking Nas.
Oh, man, we need to get that 4K video. Like,
it's from Nostradamus.
I wasn't a Nas fan.
I like Nas way more than Jay-Z. That's a popular opinion, but that's my dude.
It's not a Nas fan, but yeah. I listened to Biggie more at that time when I did. Snoop Dogg, man, they got some shit out west. We didn't
what
even
was
say.
That?
Waukesha. That's what that was.
Waukesha.
You don't even know what that is.
I don't
know
what that
is.
What was that? Waukesha.
I don't ask no more questions.
So yeah, best song to have sex to. I mean, okay, well, artist then that make it easier.
Artist.
I mean, songs. You got Joe. Joe, that
can I make a confession? I put in some goddamn work to Ja Rule.
Going for the rule,
baby.
Man,
we
it
up.
No.
We just seen him in concert.
Second album. What was
Rule 336.
Every little thing
that you do. Rule 336.
Man, boy. That was.
It sounded like you was about to be abducted.
I did.
Abducted by aliens.
Did you give it all? Did you give it your all?
I gave it to my all to Rule 336.
He gave it his all. Trying effort.
Oh, shit.
You gave it your all. That's all that counts.
I don't think I've ever
These are my confessions.
I be having sex to some, like, crazy, like,
shit. What's the wildest shit?
I be having sex to, like, thug shit. Like,
I got it.
Hold on.
You gotta tell us
the song.
I'm
about to send y'all my playlist.
I don't think I really ever had sex to, like, thugs.
Y'all don't either, but I want to.
Like, now that I think about it, like, I've never really.
I never really had
my
sex.
My room, Waka Flocka Flame.
Right. You are the Waka Flocka. You are the Waka Flocka. You were talking about shoes.
I promise I love it.
No, I can't think that.
Man.
I've never had. I can't say never, but.
My sex playlist is kind of fire. LL Cool J doing it.
That's hard.
Like, I like the keeps doing it. You know what I'm saying? I'm fun.
Doing
that's
well. All
that. That's
doing it.
That's
doing
sad
it.
Shit.
Making me sweat.
That's definitely
sad shit. How did you get here?
You know, Pretty Ricky got to be on there.
Nobody's supposed to be here.
I got
juvenile
slow motion. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Take it here, Usher in here, nice and slow.
Nice and slow?
Yeah, I got Party Next Door
here.
7
o'clock, I'm in Oh, now I got a playlist. I don't want to pull out my playlist. That's all I'm saying.
Playlist goals.
I got a playlist.
I have a modern-ish playlist and I have an old school.
I think Trey Songz has to be on your playlist.
He is. I just came. I got Jupiter Love. I don't know why Jupiter Love.
I like that.
That's the one.
I love that one.
I don't know why. I had
Jupiter Love is cold.
Rihanna on here.
I just
forgot Rihanna.
Which one?
I got Yeah, I Said It.
Oh, that's my song right there. That's a good one.
I got Skin. I got a couple Rihannas.
I don't know that one.
Hey, that's a good one.
don't know that one. Yo, so
hey, so you got some? What's up?
Listen, I got a couple.
What's up?
I said, well, I said you gotta have Trey Songz. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're gonna go old school. We're gonna go new school.
Whatever. You know what I mean? You gonna go wherever?
You know what I mean?
Bust out the Apple playlists.
I think Tank stepped up in the top 10 with When We.
He did. And we forgot about him. Song, he was like, y'all not about to sleep.
Yeah, he really did, like, come through. Like, hold on. Hold on, y'all. Chris Brown got to be in there somewhere.
Yeah, I got a couple of Chris's.
Jamie Foxx.
Yeah. Oh, I do got Jamie on mine. Oh,
Jamie got a... Jamie, that first Unpredictable album. I can't talk to you.
I like that song like that.
Yeah, so, but he got cuts on there. he got some cuts.
Let me give y'all some artists. From my more...
Ro James?
My more modern playlist as opposed to my old school playlist. Miguel.
Yep, he's on my... Miguel. Okay.
Sure Thing. That's my shit.
Is Sure Thing on?
To
treat you like
a... I have Sure Thing on my phone, but I don't know if it's on my sex
cut. Yeah, that ain't my cut. That ain't the cut.
Robin Thicke got some.
I do have Robin Thicke on my
list. Banger dangers.
I do have him on there.
But back in the day, though, he ain't on my new stuff.
Ryan Leslie.
Oh, I forgot about him.
What's
actually?
Ryan Leslie got?
My one song made this was song Addiction. Gibberish.
He's a creative dude.
He was working.
I always
with
hear his name, but I don't know what he does.
He literally has a song called Gibberish, and it's like gibberish. It's like na. Blink doesn't make me wait, but it's
good.
His time is running out. Please don't make me wait. Like, if you listen to it, you know
that's
what
creative.
Saying,
he was dating Cassie before Diddy.
Oh, wow.
Stole her.
I didn't know that.
Stole her from him. Yeah.
He's a good dude. Diddy, too.
Me too. He said me too.
I'm a hug.
I think everybody was.
Everybody was.
Diddy.
I want to go to Dubai, not Florida.
Okay. A lot of his stuff is probably not the most.
Ari Lennox, Pressure.
Dream.
I'm missing Dream.
His first album, man, Falsetto, and what was the lipstick song? Was it pink, Dream. Purple lipstick? It was some
purple like kisses.
Purple kisses. That was my shit.
Zach, we be here with the Dream. Music, man. Stop.
Yeah,
playing,
Dream.
Man. Dad, you gotta, man, you don't be listening, huh?
We just got a different ear.
Rihanna.
Yeah, Rihanna.
She got some Fuck Me songs.
Fuck me.
Am I lying?
Fuck me.
I'm not lying.
Man, she appears a couple times in my playlist.
I'm trying to think, but...
Hey, we giving them... Hey, y'all gotta send us $5 in the cash app. We giving y'all the song.
Right.
Y'all got a whole playlist.
Well, I'm just saying artists, but yeah. So those are some of the artists on my old school... Or my more... Like I said, modern one.
It's usually, though, more, I think, 90s R&B is where it's at.
I give you that.
Sex playlist.
I like that.
But 74. When you're, like, millennial.
Naked Marcus Houston.
I could never vibe with
Naked Marcus Houston.
I didn't like his falsetto on that song at all.
No BS, Chris Brown. Don't be on that bullshit.
I feel like that's a go-to, but I hate that song.
Don't be on that bullshit.
I hate that.
What was y'all...
So Anxious,
what
Genuine.
What made y'all bring up
So Anxious, up? Genuine.
Yo, he brought up Poppin'. Ain't
earlier, I heard somebody talking about Poppin'.
Bad.
Hey, nobody, that was my shit.
I'm not fucking the Poppin'. I'm gonna be like, Pop.
That's not what I was saying. That's not what I was saying. I was saying Aaliyah and Rock the Boat.
Wayne
was the same.
Wayne's
as
remix
Chris
to
Brown Poppin'.
With Juelz, that shit was good as fuck.
It was fine.
It was good as fuck.
True.
All
right. Sweet. Well, who?
Some heat.
Oh.
More fire, more fire.
Nah, there's plenty more out there.
Oh, I got my old schools up next.
Up next? You categorize them?
Yeah, I got I'm saying, you in two different categories. If you get in the old school playlist or the new school playlist, you're in different categories.
I mix mine both together and I put it on shuffle.
Some people deserve the old school.
Because I'll be having fun. With
some
that LL Cool J doing it, come on, I'll be like, go, bro, back. I'll be clowning.
I want to know Joe more and more, Joe.
Isley's.
I want to know.
Yo, just do it.
I'll give you Joe.
Joe, I want to know more and more.
My mom used to love him.
Tyrese.
What, sweet lady? What?
Sweet lady. Yeah, signs of lovemaking. Lately.
Okay, maybe I was sleeping on him. I do like
Tyrese had that. Before he started going movies.
Man,
he
that was nigga was bald so early.
He was really early, actually.
He was literally just 20.
Nah, he was way earlier than you say.
Still.
Way earlier.
I take that personally.
Avant got a couple.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I forgot about him. Okay, you put
what's
me
the song
on,
you did with old girl?
Jaheim?
No.
Nah, I ain't never really liked his.
Yeah, Jaheim. Could it be? Artist? Nah, that could it be.
Could it be?
What was the artist you just said?
Avant?
Yeah, he had a song with
Kiki White.
What was the name of the song?
They did a boat. They did a lot. They did a boat. Why can't I talk? Carl Thomas?
Yeah.
He's emotional.
Yeah, he's a little shaky to me. I don't know.
He got some hits though. Luther? Anybody?
Vandross?
Luther Vandross.
Man,
Luther?
Nah.
No Luther.
He was too sweet.
Drew Hill.
Oh, we love me.
Drew Hill.
They more sad to me than
they are sad.
Me.
They are sad, yeah. I don't see. Yeah, I don't see that either. But we can start wrapping up, though.
She show who go unnamed right now.
Who?
Loved
D'Angelo.
Cisco.
What about him?
Unleash the Dragon, Cisco.
What are you about to say? What are you saying?
Whoever goes unnamed and loves Cisco.
Oh. And I never understood that. I was like,
he was cheesy.
He seemed very, very gay to me.
I ain't gonna say that.
There were internet games where he was a face catching sperm in his mouth.
Okay, that's why you think he's gay. He has no control of that.
John B.
He didn't stop.
Oh, yeah, pretty boy.
John B. Got to be
to my white BZ.
Wait, I want to go back to why you thought Cisco seemed gay.
Yeah,
he seemed gay.
He's definitely gay.
What, is it the platinum hair?
Did you just hear him?
I don't think he seemed gay. I think he was just like an individual into his own creation.
Gay. He seemed gay. He is.
Cisco's gay.
He's not gay.
He's gay.
He's not gay.
No disrespect at all.
No, he's not.
Cisco's gay.
I'm not. Cisco, come on the show.
Come on the show, Cisco.
He's not gay.
If you're not, I'll gladly.
Yeah, I'll eat that.
I'm totally trying to see why y'all say he's gay.
I'll put my
life
savings on it.
Everybody says singing niggas is gay, though.
No.
Like, why is he gay?
No, I don't feel that way.
Why y'all think he seemed gay, though?
Because
he's Cisco, and that's
just...
What's the attribute that makes him gay?
Cisco.
His actions.
Everything.
What, the cartwheel in the sand on a thong song?
You know he was on Big Brother?
No, I don't watch Big Brother.
It was like the European version. It was like something like that.
Why is he on the European version?
Because he fell off that bad, but... It's celebrity world.
He can't even make it to the American version.
The American version
is already
bad.
Like, we got a really
the celebrity thing. World, but he did things on there. I'll show it to you. But not even make fun of Cisco. I like Cisco. I'm just saying.
But he's gay.
So yeah.
There's nothing.
Brent Fias.
Oh, I got too
Brent
many
Fias.
Who?
That's not. Yeah. Nobody wants to cut to that, do they? Yeah, we do.
I do.
Yeah, I was saying, yeah. Yeah, people do cut. Because
you need
Sorry.
To know I got
I was just
too
saying
many
it
hoes.
Was sad, but.
Hey, y'all. I got too many hoes.
Well, I'm ready.
Nah, let me stop playing.
So,
Before I decrease.
You better. Okay. But that's really it, though. I didn't really have much more else. Anything else? Any songs? Anything else you want to bring up?
The
anything
one thing I would like to say to the world right now.
Okay.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. Damn. You said to the world. That's 8 billion.
It sounds
counting.
Like it's about to be aggressive. That's why I said that.
8 billion and counting.
What did DARE stand for?
Damn, I got a shirt. That says DARE.
Drugs
against
No.
No. D-A-R-E means Danger Free.
But what did it stand for?
No, I have a hat and it literally spells out the words.
Drug awareness.
Resistance.
And enlightened.
Nah, that ain't it, nigga.
Oh, I thought you knew.
No, I don't know.
Oh, man.
Do I look right now like I recall what DARE stands for?
Why are you saying
in this particular circumstance right now?
Drug abuse resistance education.
Okay.
Drug abuse resistance education.
All right. So.
It worked on
now. No.
At the age.
God, no.
At the age it was supposed to. Yes, it did. It kept me away.
I would say Derek kept me away. Why you laughing at that? My career path kept me away, though. Like, I'm. And I still don't smoke of the weed.
I brought that up to say.
It do make you want to do it more.
Who's next?
It makes you want to do it more.
Yeah. No.
Here's a DARE lyric for you. And I thought it was so cool. Hi, my name is Mr. Cocaine. Mm-hmm. Play with me is a forever game. Shoot me, smoke me, take a big sniff.
Play with me till your body
goes stiff. Oh, I was like, what?
That sounds fun.
Now, have I done cocaine? No, I have not.
y'all just made me want to do coke.
Yeah, they songs wasn't hitting like they was supposed to. I was like, really fly high when your body goes stiff. Let me try that.
I ain't never tried it, but... See, that stuff didn't make me curious.
Yeah, their marketing was poor.
It didn't do anything to me one way or the other, and that was kind of the whole point.
That's why they ended it. That's why they ended it.
DARE really failed us all. Like, out of like all the things. So. You say that.
It worked.
Yeah, you sit right next to me right
now.
That didn't fail at that time, period.
No, they definitely failed.
They were talking about a lifetime.
Yes, they did.
They were talking.
Not me is what I'm saying. It passed with me in that time period. I believed it.
You're in the 1%.
They were. But the whole thing is,
it worked.
They were talking about a lifetime of sobriety.
Oh.
None of us among us.
Even the cops. I know them. They weren't even in a lifetime.
Yeah, man, the dudes.
They weren't sober.
Hot Pursuit. They came in there playing they bad, were on boy, coke. Bad boy.
They be.
They was taking bumps before the show. They was like, oh yeah, let's go. Play for these kids. Yeah, fuck yeah. Third grade.
Do drugs every morning out there.
Like third grade.
Shout out to the third.
You know what's funny? I did not know what DARE was until they came in that bitch. So I was like, open my eyes. I was like, oh, this is what's happening on the streets.
Damn.
I didn't know what drugs were. So you implanted that shit in my head.
No, I will give you that.
My parents don't drink alcohol whatsoever.
I didn't know what cocaine was.
What is cocaine?
What is cocaine?
Mr. Cocaine. And you gave that nigga a good name. Hey, what it's Mr. Cocaine over there.
You are introducing me. What is cocaine? Drugs.
Yeah, you should have started that in high school.
I didn't know what ecstasy was. I took it in elementary.
You should have did it in high school.
You get into a rave party. Wow.
Like,
glow sticks.
Hey, kids, you ever shoot heroin up between your toes?
Hi, kids. Do you like violence? You want to see me slashing that shit?
I never thought about it like that. Like, I didn't know what that was.
I didn't know what drugs were until DARE came.
Was it when the people take the drugs up their butt?
Part of pipeline.
But some of my friends did know exactly what he was talking about.
I did.
Some of my friends.
To 10-year-olds, like, hey, don't be huffing drugs up your anus. Like, what the fuck is that?
Some of my friends.
You gave me the idea.
Some of our friends knew very well what those drugs they were that they were talking about. They seen their parents.
Oh,
I seen a lot of those kids.
Yeah.
They know exactly what those drugs were.
I went to a German school, and I didn't know any of that shit until Dare came into my life, and I was like, doesn't seem that bad. Seems I mean, you know, it didn't make me want to try it necessarily, but it was just like, eh.
I remember.
Seems all right. Seems fun.
One of the funnier moments, I remember when we were in the fifth grade, him and I, with some of our other friends, our fifth grade class, we were in one of those modules that's not attached to the school. No.
We were in a trailer.
Yeah, trailer. Mm-hmm. And so, for some reason or another, fuck you, we were like staying over at lunch to do some work or something like that. Like, we had something we had to do. And our teacher, Miss Cass, she was this big Jewish lady, and she was like a chain smoker. And she sounded like she had been chain smoking since she was like 3 years
old. She sounded like she was eating cigarettes on her lunch break.
And so,
how y'all doing?
That's exactly. She was our dare. She was the teacher while we were in dare. Yeah. And she was the one telling us don't smoke and all this stuff. So we all snuck out of the modular on lunch to go to the side of the building where we knew she was going to be smoking. Oh, so we see her over there. She goes,
now this is a new port.
She goes, hey. And all of us just run off to head back to the trailer or whatever.
If you got a camel, there's a pack in here you can squeeze and burst some flavor.
shout out to Miss Cass.
All right. I'm done.
He said I'm done.
Well, I don't have any more.
I think that last story was a testament to the fact that I don't.
We love y'all. Keep tuning in.
Stay off the drugs.
T. Alexander 614.
GQ Smooth.
Boring ZT doesn't exist.
And we are out.
Yeah. Wow.